You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. It's time to check in with our regular Friday commentators, Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate, and Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Governor Snyder says the water in Flint is safe. Time to end bottled water distribution, although the state will continue to distribute water filters to residents. Ken, the lead pipes in Flint have not been replaced, not all of them anyway. People in Flint have heard the state government insist the water is safe in the past. Not a lot of trust left there. What do you think of this decision by Rick Snyder?
Well, so given the fact that you've had 2 years of good test results that comply with the public health standard that everybody else has to comply with, I think it's a good decision and a reasonable decision. Doesn't mean that everybody in Flint's going to be happy about it. I don't think you could use the standard of replacing all the lead pipes because you've got cities all across the state and the country that have lead pipes. It has to be a public health standard.
Vicki, some Flint legislators are asking Attorney General Bill Schuette to intervene and restore bottled water distribution in the city. What's likely to happen there?
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't predispose what's going to happen in a lawsuit or asking the Attorney General to intercede. But I can respectfully disagree with my colleague Ken when it comes to the distribution of bottled water. This was a state and an administration that said, we will go in and we will replace all the pipes. And until we replace all the pipes, the water may not be safe. So it was the state that already set this standard of replacing all of the pipes, including all of the older lead pipes, where the corrosive agent was not used. There has been time to build up the new inside protection on those pipes, but it was the governor himself and his administration who said, we're going to replace all the pipes so that you can be sure that the water is clean. So the people don't know who to listen to. Are they supposed to listen to the standards that come out of the lead in their water, or are they supposed to listen to the governor who is finally listening to them and replacing the pipes? I think the water distribution should continue, although I know that it's costly. It's $22,000 a day, but this is something that the state created and the state has to own up to.
Let's change the subject here. The Democrats hold an endorsement convention this weekend in Detroit. The most hotly contested race is for attorney general. Three Democrats, Pat Miles, Dana Nessel, and William Noakes, are running for the party nomination. In recent days, things have gotten pretty nasty between the two frontrunners, Miles and Nessel. Miles is accused of using Republican opposition research against Nessel in this Democratic race. And then yesterday, Miles' campaign accused Nessel of being insensitive to sexual assault victims because of statements she made questioning proposed legislation extending the statute of limits for bringing sexual assault charges. Ken, the Democrats are not alone, of course. Republicans also have a bit of a feud going on between Bill Schuette and Brian Kelly in the race for governor. We'll talk about that someday soon. But I'm wondering, if these primary races are getting this nasty, are they actually doing the opposing party's job for them?
I don't think these races, whether it's the Democratic race for attorney general or the Republican primary for governor, I don't think they're any more or less nasty than other races. I think one of the advantages the Democrats have is that this kind of nastiness is occurring now because of their convention this weekend and the endorsement convention, and it just gives them more time for passions to subside and wounds to heal. But I think this is par for the course.
Vicki, what do you think of your fellow Democrats and the tactics of the campaigns in recent days?
I don't like ugly, dirty campaigns, so I'm disappointed that we've come to this. But it's not unusual in politics that people who are very passionate about candidates start to say things that may not be nice, but that's just the nature of politics. And if you don't have a thick skin, you shouldn't be running for office. And I do think that we're going to have a lively discussion on Sunday at the endorsement convention for the state party. But as Ken said, this is not unusual. It's not unheard of. Of course, it happens all the time. I want to point out to listeners, though, that this is not a primary election. Attorney General and Secretary of State and the candidates that we're going to be looking at are all nominated by Democratic Party members at a state convention.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because this is confusing to people. The Democrats have this formal nominating convention in August. What exactly is the purpose of this endorsement convention?
Well, apparently, from what I'm hearing, the chair of the Democratic Party, Brandon Dillon, has been able to negotiate a step-out-of-the-way agreement between the candidates for attorney general. So at the end of this convention, we should have only one candidate, the endorsed candidate, emerging.
Ken, I should ask you, does this endorsement convention, is that something the Republicans should think about too?
I think it's kind of a smart idea on the part of the Democrats. Like I said earlier, it has an advantage in that this sort of nastiness you're talking about is over, in a sense, by the end of Sunday. And that just gives them, like I said, more time for kind of passions to subside versus the shooty Cali race, you know, that goes till the August primary.
Vicky, this is just a handshake agreement, right? Somebody gets the endorsement and the others will voluntarily step aside?
That's my understanding. We've done this before. It's not binding, of course, but I think there is an agreement among Dems that the longer time we have to campaign with our ticket, the better off we are. And as Ken pointed out, the quicker the passions on both sides can coalesce and come to agreement and support the candidate that emerges on Sunday.
That is Vicky Barnett, a former Democratic legislator, and we heard from Ken Sikkema, a former Republican legislator. Hey, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lester.